Chapter 3.
It was not his birthplace, exactly, but the Jedi Temple was where Quinlan Vos had grown up. He'd raced through its corridors, hidden behind its massive pillars, found peace in its meditation hall, ended and started fights in rooms intended for striking blows, and some that weren't, and sneaked naps in its library. All Jedi came here at some point in their lives. For Quinlan, it always felt like coming home when he ran lightly up the stairs and entered the massive building as he did now. He'd enjoyed taking down Sheb's black market operation back to back with his old friend, but that pleasure had been mitigated almost at once when they returned to Desh's ship. On their way back to Coruscant, Desh, whose formal name was Akar Deshu, had soberly briefed him on Dooku's devastating attack on Morani. Vos didn't know what to say to offer comfort. The planet was now controlled by the Separatists, and they had made it clear that all Morans were to be regarded as extremely hostile and killed on sight. A world and its people had fallen in the space of a few hours. Obi-Wan Kenobi's normally modulated voice had had a slight edge of urgency to it when Vos and Desh had reported in, and it was that, more than the cryptic words, that made Vos decide to forego anything resembling formal attire. Well, anything resembling appropriate attire, if he was being honest. After the refreshing scuffle, both his clothes and he could have used a good washing, but he figured there would be a chance to clean up once he'd pinned down Obi-Wan and found out what the hell was going on. Everyone knew him here, even now, when he was often away for months, sometimes even a year at a stretch. Vos grinned happily at seeing familiar faces and exchanged so many hugs, claps on the back, and handshakes that he was concerned he might be
late, as usual,
said Kenobi in his usual put-upon tone. Vos glanced back up and smirked, used the Force to leap a dozen stairs, and landed gracefully before the Jedi Master.
Nice to see you too, Obi-Wan. I'm sure you've missed me.
Not terribly, Kenobi said, but he smiled as he said it. I do not recall our last adventure with particular fondness. Unfortunately, I don't think this next assignment will be nearly so pleasant, though I hope it's more successful.
The two Jedi Masters had last been paired together to track down an escaped hut named Zero. Unfortunately, someone had beaten them to the hut, with fatal results for the unpleasant Zero. Obi-Wan, as befitted a Jedi, was adept at concealing his feelings in the Force when he chose to, but now he did not, and even a non-Force-sensitive could have seen the concern in his gray-blue eyes.
This isn't going to be good, is it?
Vos asked quietly.
No, old friend, Kenobi said with a sigh. It's quite far from good, actually.
I'm listening.
Kenobi shook his head.
No, I think I'll let the Council explain everything as they see fit.
Volumes were spoken in Kenobi's demeanor and word choice, and Vos didn't pry further.
He had a bad feeling about this.
Kenobi found the hologram no easier to watch a second time. He instead concentrated on how Vos reacted. The other Jedi seldom opted to conceal his emotions, though he could when needed, and pain was in Vos's dark brown eyes as the tragedy unfolded. And as before, there was silence when the hologram finished. Vos exhaled and pressed his lips together.
Desh told me about the attack, but I had no idea this was why you asked me to come here. What does the Council wish of me?
A course of action that we reluctantly deemed necessary, said Mace.
Vos's gaze flickered to Yoda, doubtless curious as to why Windu spoke instead of the head of the Council.
There's no way to phrase this other than bluntly. Master Vos, the Council wants you to assassinate Count Dooku.
For perhaps the first time since Kenobi had known Vos, the other Jedi was at an utter loss for words. He stared first at Windu, then at Yoda, then finally at Kenobi. He opened his mouth, possibly to protest or demand an explanation, then
fell silent for a moment. When he spoke, he said quietly,
"I think I understand, but how do you propose I do this?"
"Get close to him, you will," said Yoda.
"Close enough to kill him? How am I supposed to manage that? I can't just walk into his palace." "You have served the Republic well in previous undercover missions," Windu said.
"Well, sure, I've stopped some black market shipments and blasted a few smugglers. But this, it's not a one-man job."
"Correct, Master Voss is."
Kenobi raised an auburn eyebrow. The plan had been for this to be a solo endeavor, but Yoda looked tranquil as he spoke, as if they'd intended this all along.
"Go alone, he will not. More than one it will take to kill Dooku."
"Master Yoda, I volunteered to assist Master Voss," Anakin said at once. Before Kenobi could protest, he well knew that putting Anakin and Quinlan together on a mission was simply asking for trouble. Yoda shook his own head.
"One there is who has tried and failed. Yet closer has she come than any other to killing Count Dooku."
Now it was Kenobi's turn to stare at the wizened council leader.
"You can't possibly mean Ventress."
"Ventress?" Voss echoed. "Not Dooku's apprentice, Ventress. The one who's been a thorn in our side for years?"
Yoda nodded serenely. Asajj Ventress had indeed once been Count Dooku's Sith apprentice and pet assassin. Kenobi and Anakin had crossed lightsabers with her on more than one occasion. Tall, lithe, exceptionally skilled in the Force, the former Night Sister was a formidable foe. But if anyone hated Dooku, it was her. Ventress's former master had tried to kill her. Rumor had it she'd attempted to return the favor more than once.
Wait, I can't have heard this right," Voss said. "The Jedi Council wants me to work with a Sith?"
Kenobi shifted uneasily in his chair. Ludicrous as the idea sounded, when one set aside its very unexpectedness, it actually made a great deal of sense.
"Failed Sith," Kenobi corrected. "I wouldn't go so far as to call her trustworthy, but it's true that our desires do align on this one point, and no one knows him as well as she does. I must concur with Master Yoda. Asajj Ventress would be a tremendous resource, and one that could prove vital to the success of this mission."
"Failed is an interesting choice of words, considering Ventress has failed at more than being the perfect Sith,"
Windu snapped. He seemed surprised at Kenobi's words.
"She's attempted to kill Dooku repeatedly, and obviously not succeeded."
"She acted alone before,"
Kenobi said. He turned to Voss.
"This time, she won't be. She'll have you."
Voss's furrowed brow smoothed out, and his dark eyes crinkled with their customary mischief above the yellow tattoo that crossed his face.
"Didn't know you were such a romantic, Kenobi."
"Sure you won't be jealous?"
Turning more serious, he asked,
"How much help could she be? She hasn't been around Dooku for a while now. Why would she want to work with us anyway? She won't be eager to help Jedi."
"The same man our enemy is,"
Yoda said.
"Aid us, she can. Although she must not know she does so. His personality, his way of thinking, the places he knows and retreats to. Knows all this, Ventress does."
He leaned forward, peering at Voss from eyes huge beneath his deeply wrinkled brow.
"Ignorant of your pursuit, your quarry must be, of course. But ignorant also of her aid must Asajj Ventress be."
"This is getting too complicated," Voss said. "Maybe this is a one-man job. No disrespect. But if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it on my own. Clean and simple. She'll just get in the way."
Yoda's face relaxed into a combination of gentleness and implacability.
"Always know you to walk alone, the Council does. Underestimate Ventress, you do. Skilled she is. Her help you must take, or fail, you will."
Kenobi felt a not unpleasant chill as Yoda uttered the words. He knew what that meant. Few were stronger in the Force than Yoda, and while the diminutive green-skinned master was always humble and cautioned that one could never predict the ever-changing future with complete accuracy, there were some things that he simply knew to be the right path. This was one of them.
The rippling in the Force told Kenobi that his fellow council members, all of whom were familiar with Yoda's unique insight, had sensed this as well. Picking up on the energetic shift in the room, Voss sighed.
All right, I accept the mission. I'll find Ventress and get her cooperation, somehow. And I will assassinate Count Dooku. But I can't promise that Ventress will survive this any more than Dooku will once I'm through with him.
See all ends. You cannot, young one.
I can see the end of this session, Master Yoda, Voss said. And it ends with me bowing, getting a shower and a meal, and likely getting more details from, I'm guessing, Master Kenobi.
Some frowned at Voss's impertinence, but Yoda's green-gold eyes were warm with amusement.
Correct you are, on all counts. Even the right order have you determined.
He sobered.
Cheers the spirit, humor does. Even at the darkest times. Yet grave this task is, and fraught with peril. May the Force be with you, Quinlan Voss.
The shower was welcome. The meal in the group dining hall even more so. All Jedi Padawans began their training at young ages, with little or no recollection of their families. Voss, brought to the temple even younger than most, felt that he had hundreds of brothers and sisters, and it seemed that whenever he went into the dining hall, he ran into at least half of them. It was wonderful. Popularity, adulation. A Jedi, as Yoda might have said, craved not those things. Nor did Voss, really. But it made him happy to see his companions, to meet the overly solemn Padawans and squirmy puppy younglings. And it was with reluctance that he left to go on his next assignment. He often thought that it was his ability to enjoy wherever he was and the company of whomever he was with that made him, perhaps ironically, so successful in jobs that took him to the worst places and saw him in the company of the worst people. But Quinlan Voss had always ventured into stuffy, closed rooms, darkened alleys, and isolated outposts alone. No one else to keep track of, to be beholden to, or to worry about. Once you realize that everyone with whom you associated was potentially happy to literally stab you in the back, all the wondering just went away. Simple, clean, uncomplicated. From everything he'd heard, Asajj Ventress was about as complicated as anyone could get. Obi-Wan, Anakin, and Yoda had all gone toe-to-toe with her. There was clearly something about the woman that, on some level, they respected.
Well, you're here long enough to shower and eat,
Desh said as he plopped a tray down and sat across from Voss.
Maybe even sleep, Voss said,
smiling as he sliced open a white-striped purple Jogan fruit.
Such luxury,
Desh winked and dived into a generous slice of steak.
Don't get used to it.
I never do, said Voss.
Don't suppose you can talk about it.
Can I ever?
Desh thought about it, chewing, then shook his head.
Usually not. But there's something about it that concerns you.
The perils of old friends, Voss said with a sigh.
Well, I'm to have a partner.
I know you prefer to work alone, but yet I often work in pairs,
Desh replied.
That's just it. She's not a Jedi. And she's not even supposed to know that I'm one. Plus, Voss added, this mission we're supposed to undertake together, it's extremely delicate and dangerous. I don't like wondering if my partner's more dangerous than the actual target.
Well,
Desh said,
the temple can prepare us for everything. That's part of the fun.
And in what area is the temple failing you at this moment, Master Voss?
was Kenobi, smiling pleasantly as he joined them.
"You know, I'm glad you asked," Voss said.
"Oh, dear,"
Kenobi sighed.
"I know how to work with my fellow Jedi and with civilians," Voss said.
"I know how to deal with underworld scum and their hangers-on. But you know and I know that this partner is unique. And I need to know what sort of interaction she's going to expect."
"Ah,"
said Kenobi.
"Desh, can you excuse us? Voss will need to depart from his mission early tomorrow. And there are some..."
He hesitated.
"Things he should know about it."
"Of course, Master Kenobi,"
Desh said.
"Later, Voss."
He picked up his tray and left them to it. Kenobi turned to Voss.
"Rather like you, Ventress appears to work alone. Frankly, we don't know how she'll react," Kenobi said. "But there are a few things about her personality I've learned. She's driven, focused, and hates Dooku. Once you've gained her trust and she sees a real chance at killing her former master, I think you'll be able to depend on her completely."
"Well, that's good. But how do I get to that part?"
"Asajj Ventress is highly intelligent and doesn't suffer fools gladly. Skill and competence impress her."
Kenobi hesitated.
"She's also a very striking woman. Physically. It might tip her off if you, don't notice her. And she likes to trade barbs."
Voss snagged a fried kajaka root from Obi-Wan's plate and popped it into his mouth.
"You were fighting her and chatting at the same time?"
Kenobi nodded.
"It's..." He searched for the word. "Banter."
"You flirted with her?"
"Come now, Voss. You can't tell me you managed to go undercover in all sorts of shady places without flirting yourself. With Ventress, it's a power play. A way for her to exert control. It will serve you best if you engage in it with her."
Voss tapped his chest.
"Jedi?" he said exaggeratedly. "No attachments, remember?
How far is too far?"
"Be a little rough around the edges. Leer a bit. She'll make it plain enough she's not interested, and take satisfaction in telling you so. She'll see it as a win."
Voss sighed.
"I think,"
he said, taking another one of Kenobi's fried root strips,
"killing Dooku is going to be the easy part."
Kenobi did not contradict him.